Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Championship Sunday edition of Football Sunday. AFC-NFC title games. Let's get the thoughts of Bill Bolin, Eagle Eye Picks. He joins us each and every week. Good morning, Billy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Billy. I got a question for you before we get rolling and start breaking down the games today. How do you feel about Arthur Smith leaving your Tennessee Titans to be the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons? And right now they're saying maybe Pep Hamilton could be the offensive coordinator of the Titans. I know they reached out to, Tim Kelly, the offensive coordinator of the Texans, but the Texans blocked them from coming over. How do you feel about this right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a rough loss. I mean, you had LaFleur a few years ago, too. We lost him to the Packers. Really, you just need a guy that's going to come in and keep the same identity. This team is built a certain way. They're not really a spread offense. You need a guy that's kind of going to play that old-school style, kind of like kitchen-in-the-mouth type of football. You have Derrick Henry signed for a bit. You have the big receivers on the outside. I don't know if Corey Davis will be back, but they play a very physical brand. So I think the key is just to bring in someone that has that same mindset. You're not going to spread the field out like the Chiefs do or like the Bills do. That's just not going to work. So I really think the main thing is bring someone in that's going to keep that same identity. I mean, the issues with this team are more on the defensive side of the ball, so the upgrades need to be on that side. It's more just the Titans' offense was very good this year, and it's the way they played. So as long as they bring in someone that's kind of going to keep that intact, I don't really care. I shouldn't say I don't care, but I don't think it matters who they bring in as long as they keep that identity. It's run first, play action off of that. Obviously, you could bring someone in that throws a little flair in there, but that's just what they do. They try to outpower teams, hit you in the mouth. So if they keep that, I'll be fine with it. I mean, we'll see who they bring in. It does suck to lose him, but at the same time, they lost their offensive coordinator a few years back as well, and they did just fine. So just keep the same identity, and I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, that being LaFleur. Do you think Smith works in Atlanta? You like him as head coach, Bill?
It's hard to tell until you really see them as a head coach. I mean, I think when you look at the head coaches, it's who they surround themselves with a lot of times, too. Like Vrabel, a lot of people say he's a leader of men. So, like, I think he brings the team together. Players like playing for him. So, yeah, I think Arthur Smith will do well. I mean, Atlanta has a lot of issues. I don't know if they're going to keep Matt Ryan. Then you have Julio. So the team might be under construction a little bit. It might take a little bit to bring that team back up. But, I mean, he did a good job for what he did with the Titans. You can't argue that. So, I mean, I wish him well. I wish he didn't leave. It would have been nice to keep him there for a few more years. But Atlanta does have some work. So he definitely has his work cut out for him there. But yeah, I until I see how he does as a head coach, I really don't know. But I don't see anything that would lead me to concerns me with him going there to make me think he'll fail.
All right, Bill, let's start getting into it. Let's break it down. 3:05 today at Lambeau Field. Tom Brady and the Buccaneers come in to play Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. What's your lean on this game, and how do you see it playing out?
Yeah, this one open. Packers -3.5. It's sitting right at that number. It's still right there, 3.5. Public's about 55% on the Packers, so that doesn't really tell you much. I think you'll know a lot about what direction this game's going to go in after the first few Green Bay drives. In the first matchup, between the two. The Packers were really shut down, but I think that's a lot to ask that to happen again. The Packers are a very good first half offense. Their numbers are actually pretty ridiculous. They've scored 21 or more in the first half in 8 of their games this year. And the lowest they scored was 10 in their first meeting with the Bucs. And I think if the Packers get out to a big lead, it could be an issue, as I don't see Brady going shot for shot with Rodgers in a shootout type game. But if they could keep it close through the first half, I do think the Bucs would be a very live dog. And as good as the Packers are in the first half, the Bucs are also a very good second half team. So that's why I say if they could keep it close to the first half, I think they will be a live dog. And I said last week, I think the Bucs are they're getting better and better on the offensive side of the ball as the year goes on. But in this one, I think it's really going to come down to the Bucs' defense. Their front should be able to limit the Packers' run game a little bit. And the key is going to be disrupting Rodgers. I expect the Bucs to send a lot of pressure, try to keep him out of rhythm. And they're just going to, I think they're going to keep pressure on him. But, of course, that's going to leave you vulnerable to getting burnt. Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks probably ever. So you can get burnt setting the pressure. So I think they have to choose their spots there a little bit. But I definitely expect them to definitely blitz a lot in this game. And hypothetically speaking, if this game was a pick, I would be taking the Packers. But getting the 3.5, I think the value is just more with Tampa. If they're going to win this game, they're going to need to slow Rodgers down. And with them already having success against him this year, it does make me feel a little bit better. I don't think that it's one of those things like Mahomes. I don't think you're going to completely shut him down. But the fact that they did hold him to his worst game this year is definitely a good sign. And for me, I'm going to need the hook. So I would jump on it now at 3.5, as I think you're getting more value with Tampa getting 3.5 than laying the 3.5 for the Packers. Like I said, I think that if this was just straight down, who's going to win this game? Yeah, I do think the Packers have the slight edge. I would lean with them. But getting 3.5 points, I'm going to lean with Tampa here. I think Tampa will keep it close. It's Brady. It's Brady in the playoffs. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. I know you can't just throw that out there. Each game is its own. He is 43 now. But at the same time, I think 3.5 is a lot. I think the Bucs are playing better. And I think they could keep it close. I think they're a live dog. So I'm going to stick with the 3.5 here. I think they're just a better value in the spot.
So you like the Buccaneers plus the 3.5. If you like Tampa a few hours ago, you were getting 4, and the line's gone from 3 to 3.5 to 4. The total on the game, Bill, is ticked up. It went from 52.5 to 53 within the last 90 minutes. Any lean on whether or not we're going to get a lot of points, or you think it's going to be a low-scoring game? How do you think this one plays out?
I mean, you have Brady and Rodgers, so I think the general public is thinking a ton of points are going to be scored. The weather isn't supposed to be great in this game, although I don't think the winds are supposed to be too bad, so the wind would affect them more than anything. But you do have 70% on the over, so I think that's why you're seeing the number tick up a little bit. It opened at 51. It's now at 53. Just for that, I wouldn't be able to play it because I don't like to side with the public when it's that one-sided. 70% is a lot. The good thing is, if you do like the over, the points are going with you, so it's not really fishy. The line is moving with the public. That said, if I was to play it, I'm not. I would probably just fade and go under. It's hard, though. With these two quarterbacks, with these two offenses, you would just imagine there's going to be a lot of points. But in a playoff atmosphere, I would lean under. That would be my play. I would fade the public there. I think 53. You when you look at this game, a lot of people are probably thinking like a 35-28 type final, but it's the playoffs. I wouldn't be shocked if you see something like 24-21, something around that number.
And what about for tonight's game? The Buffalo Bills playing in their first championship game since 1993, head off to face the Kansas City Chiefs. But obviously, the big question when we're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs is Patrick Mahomes, not the concussion, his toe, and having that injury is a big factor as we sit here and break down this game. Love to hear you break down this one because you did an unbelievable job on the last game.
Yeah, so you have the Chiefs, they opened at 2.5, they're now at 3. That was really when Mahomes was confirmed that he was at concussion protocol. You saw it pretty much steadily move to three points across the board. The public, it's same as the Packer game. It's almost split. You have the public about 54% on Buffalo. And like you said, you have Kansas City. You have a lot of issues to consider with them coming into this game. You just said Mahomes is playing with a turf toe. Sammy Watkins and Edwards-Helaire banged up. Their defense has holes. They haven't covered or really dominated a game in 2.5 months. So they're not exactly firing coming into today. That said, they're normally a touchdown or greater favorite, and now you're getting them at a field goal, which if you like backing the Chiefs, this would be the time to do it. It's a pretty even game. And if the Bills play well, they can go shot for shot with the Chiefs. But my issue is the Bills haven't exactly looked great in these playoffs so far either. Granted, the Ravens' defense is much better than the Chiefs, but the Chiefs' weakness is stopping the run, and the Bills don't really play that type of style. The Chiefs, they tend to play a shell-like two-deep defense. They like to limit the big plays. So they're really a defense that you want to run on. They struggle stopping that, and you want to pick them apart. They do a pretty good job at limiting the home run-type plays, which is kind of what the Bills like to do. They like to air it out. So the style that the Bills play isn't great for this Chiefs defense. That said, the Chiefs defense isn't great in general. So there is some wiggle room there, but the styles don't exactly clash all that well. I do think the Bills have a shot to win this game. I think that's obvious by the line being at 3 points. But for me, I just can't fade the Chiefs here. Mahomes is still the best quarterback currently in football. The Chiefs are still the defending champions. The game is still at Arrowhead. Maybe the game starts and Mahomes can't really move. Allen's throwing all over the field, and I'm going to regret this right away. But even with the Chiefs not covering this year, they've still won 11 straight Mahomes starts. So the narrative is the Chiefs don't cover anymore. And I said that last week, but that was also at a 10-point spread. At a 3-point spread, it's a lot different. You don't see the Chiefs at this number. So at this point, you could probably take that money line if you like them. But the whole narrative of they don't cover, I don't think is implied all that much here just because of how low the number is. And at the end of the day, I wish we knew more on how the turf toe was affecting Mahomes, because if he can't move, it's going to be a big problem. But we're really not going to know that until the game gets going, until he takes a few hits, until he tries scrambling. You're not really going to know how that turf toe is affecting him. For my sake, I'm hoping not much. But I can't fade him here. I don't love it, but I'm in the camp where I'm not going to fade the Chiefs at this number. The movement and the public money isn't pushing me to one side or another. So I'm going with the Chiefs, as I still think they're the most dangerous offense in football. And for their standards, you're getting them at a discount. Like I said, if you want to play the money line, it's not ridiculous anymore. Normally you're laying minus 400, minus 350, minus 500 if you're playing the money line. And rarely is anyone going to take those. But at 3 points, that's a deal in my book. So I'm going to take them. It could Patrick Mahomes come out and be a little more banged up than we think? Could he struggle? Yeah, he can. And could the Chiefs get torched on defense? Yeah, they can. But they're still the defending champions. They're still at home, still the best quarterback in football. And at 2.5, 3 points or possibly the money line, that's the way I need to go in this game.
Bill Houghton, we're being joined. Bill Bolin, Eagle Eye Picks. I'm Malusis and deal with you, Football Sunday, the fan. How about the total, Bill, sitting at 54.5?
Yeah, so this one, if I was going to play a total, I would like it a little more than the last one. You have this total. It went from 50 to 54.5. Again, I think that might have been with the number came out before Mahomes was cleared, so that has a lot to do with it. You got about 52% on the over. That said, neither one of these defenses are all that great. The Chiefs. It depends on the style they play. The Chiefs. If the Bills can run on them, they'll have success. And the Chiefs' offense is one of those teams that you'll see them. Last year in the AFC Championship game against the Titans, they just all of a sudden exploded, and that game was over before you even knew it. The week before that against the Texans, the same deal. I know it's not the same offense as last year, but they're the type of team. It's the same with the Packers. They're both scary teams, but the Chiefs have the ability to throw up a 21-point quarter, a 35-point half. Do I think that's going to happen? No. But in this one, I would be more comfortable playing the over. I'm not going to. I very, very rarely play totals, but in this one, I would be more comfortable playing the over than the afternoon game.
Bill, and I know that you're old school. You're all about the spreads and the over and under. But are there any prop bets that you saw for this weekend that stood out to you?
No, I'm not going to lie here. I haven't looked at the props for this game. I will look at the props for the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, I like to look at that. For instance, I for whatever reason, I play the national anthem total every single year. whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I play the coin toss every year. Not exactly the smartest thing, but it's something I like to have fun with. I've played the Gatorade bath. I've played player props. I really don't touch props until it comes to the Super Bowl, just because it's just one of those games where it's like, you know what, I'm going to have a little fun here, throw a few dollars here on a few guys and a few weird props, like what color shirt is the halftime performer wearing. It just keeps the game a little more interesting. But for the most part, I'm a little boring in the sense that when I'm capping week to week, it's more so sides. That's just the way I've been for over a decade now. I for whatever reason, I feel like I don't really have a feel for the totals all that much. And with props, there are good props out there, but I feel like you're just going down an endless road at that point because there's just so many out there. So it's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to throw this here, this here, this here, and all of a sudden you have props on nine guys. And it's like, what the hell is going on? So I try to stay away with them. Next week, well, for the Super Bowl, I definitely will have some, but I'm not going to lie. I did not look at them today.
Well, there you have it. Bill Bolin, Eagle Eye Picks. Bill, good stuff as always. You're on the Bucks plus the 3.5, and you like the Chiefs laying the 3, right?
Correct. That's where I'm going.
There you have it. Good luck today, Billy, with all your plays, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks on Super Bowl Sunday.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Have a good one, guys.
You got him. Check him out on Twitter, Eagle Eye Picks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.